there, bummers. Maud here, Boss Bum for Geek Bomb. And you know what I do. Every month I get a friend on board to talk about their Powered by Geek Bomb. It's an acronym, playing, watching, reading, and for funsies, doing or drinking. Today with me, Raina Scully. You guys know her. She games, she knows all about anime. She's one of the most wonderful people you'll ever put your eyes on today. And that includes me because I'm in the video, so that's a really high compliment.
Did I wink or did I blink?
One more time. Blinked.
Damn it.
What about me?
Blinked.
That was legit me crying.
No. Sometimes I can do it.
Yeah, sometimes I can backflip. So let's kick it off. Playing. What are you playing at the moment? And it could be board games, video games, apps.
That's amazing. Okay, so I am playing a lot of Mario Kart lately.
Who do you play, Rosalina?
I play as my me character.
What does your me character look like?
Oh my god, like me. Like
really?
Truly, it looks like me.
You put
me.
The me in me.
Yeah, I really did. Like the makeup is perfect.
Yeah.
It's like a chibi me. And then if you line up all the me's, I'm like the smallest one. And everybody's like, oh, fine.
And there's me.
And then there's Maud, like, psh. So I play a lot of Mario Kart lately because I wanted to finish it, as in like I wanted to get gold stars on everything. It's impossible.
Do you play online?
No. I don't play online.
Oh, that's the only way I would play it.
Really?
Flip. Do you play it with?
Oh, no. I play it with the controls. This, I can't. No. I tried it on 200cc, and it is just madness.
No.
You can't control it at all.
You're like
drift.
Drunk driving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drunk Mario Kart is the best on earth. It's the most fun.
What are the drinking games for that one?
What
are the rules?
I don't really have a drinking game. I just straight drink, and then I just drive.
I am so competitive.
You need rules, right?
Yeah.
You need stipulations. It has to be a game
to drink.
I think it's like, a good one is every time you miss a secret passage, because you know how when you're on like 200 or 150cc, you can't win unless you know the secret passages. So
shout out to Wario Stadium on the 64.
Oh!
Good job. Whoa.
So good. So if you miss that, you have to drink.
Okay.
Because there's like a set amount per level.
And
that's a good
course,
one.
Of course, the more you miss it, the more you drink.
The more you drink.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's
a good one. But I am playing a board game.
Yeah.
You'd like it.
Yes.
I want to introduce it to you. It's called Carcassonne. Do you know Carcassonne?
Hold on, is it three syllables? Carcassonne?
Yeah. Carcassonne. Yeah, three.
Nah. Carcassonne.
Yeah. And it's a tile-based game. Mm-hmm. It's a map that you build, and it's very simple and quick, and you just do it turn. Like, if it's you and I, it's just turn after turn after turn.
Yeah.
And you create a map where you either invest in the farmland, the castles, or the roads.
I like that.
I think you're gonna love this.
You said like, castle?
Yeah.
That's one of three words I need to hear.
There you go.
Castle, dragon, magic.
There's no... It's okay. You're still gonna love it. You're still gonna love it.
One of three is fine by me.
But... it's really simple and it moves along kind of quickly. Like you can make it go faster or slower depending on how you strategize. And it's kind of like it's investing in your plot land kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very fun.
Watching, and it can be a movie or a TV show or anime.
Ooh, there's a lot of anime I'm watching. I'm watching Erased, which is a really good anime. I have a lot of weird gripes about it, but that's because I read the manga, not all of it, I read some of it. The art style didn't really catch me, but I know more than I should for having seen, like, because I read the manga first.
Is this the one that hasn't finished yet, but
yes.
Everyone's kind of in love with?
Yes.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very good. It's executed well, but there's something wrong with it, and I think it's the voice acting. There's always some kind of aura that gets misplaced in anime or cartoons in general. I'm watching that Japanese one, and there's something weird about it that's not, like, hitting right for me, but that's such a personal, specific gripe.
What do they sound like?
They kind of...
okay. Oh, it's not...
actually, weirdly enough, there's a young version of the main character, and then there's an older version.
Uh-huh.
The older version is very not emotional because like a lot of things happen to him, and he's just kind of like a shut-in, quiet type, so he doesn't have a lot of personality.
Oh, Genki desu ka?
Yeah, and he's a lot older, so deeper, whatever, right?
Genki desu ka?
And then the younger version of him is not that young, but they made him sound so young that it's almost, it's inappropriately young.
Okay. So he's like a 16-year-old boy, but he sounds like it's up here.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
We don't have
a
problem
with it. We cannot get over that.
We just felt like perverts. That's all that was. We were like, damn, Spider-Man, with your muscles.
Ooh,
you look so good.
Ooh, is that some balls? That is a tight suit.
And then, hey, everyone.
Literally, what we did. Like, literally, we were like, we're so excited. Oh.
Bad girl.
Bad girl. And then we watched it over and over again and did the same thing over and over again.
What's the premise in 10 seconds?
The premise in 10 seconds is there's a guy that can rewrite time a little bit. It's not in his control, though. So there's a little bit of time jump, time lapsing. He uses it for good, always. Uh-huh. And it's almost like a hard deja vu. It's a very real deja vu.
Cool.
Then something awful happens, and he gets sent back all the way in time to when he's in elementary school. And it's a mystery. It's a psychological thriller mystery, and
if
it's good.
You had the chance to go back from day one of school and do it all again, knowing what you know, would you do it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That is the dream. Actually, that's crazy that you said that. What the manga I'm reading right now has to do everything with that.
Really?
I'm into like time looping for some reason lately.
Ah, do we move on to reading?
We should move on to reading. It's
this
a perfect,
is a great segue.
It's excellent. Uh-huh. So I'm reading ReLife, which is a manga that I've been reading since I think 2013. It's about, it's about this 28-year-old who's a loser. He's very funny though, so it's not like the first guy.
Does funny get you laid?
No, it doesn't. He's
for
sad.
Him? For him? That's what I mean.
No, he's
not,
sad.
Not in life?
Not in life.
You funny people, that's,
you got it.
Good for you.
You got it.
But in this case, yes.
In this case, he's just a loser. He's 28, has no job, is kind of faking it. Like every time he meets up with his friends, he's like pretending he just came back from work.
Right.
It's that.
Yeah.
So he knows he's pathetic. And then one day, he gets rejected from his like 10th interview or something. And which is a very like common trope to now play off of in Japan because it's happening in Japan.
What, because of a recession?
That as well.
Right.
Overeducated and no jobs to go to.
Right.
Very, very serious in Japan now.
So very competitive on. In the,
yeah.
Okay.
So very relatable in the and in the manga form.
Uh-huh.
And then he meets this mysterious guy who gives him a pill and goes, "What if you could start it all over? Like, didn't you like you probably messed up in high school? That's probably where your trend started.
Okay.
What if you could start it over?" And he was drunk, so he was just like, "Meh, whatever." Takes the pill, goes home, doesn't remember he drinks it. Next morning, he's 16 again.
Wow.
And it's real. That one is hilarious. The anime Erased is very serious and kind of, you have to invest in it.
Okay.
Real life is hilarious.
Right.
So good.
So that's what you're playing, watching, reading. Lastly, what are you doing / drinking at the moment?
Oh, doing? I am making my cosplay, finally.
Which one's this one?
This one is Tatsumaki from One Punch Man. She's the telekinetic girl, the green one. I love her. I love her because I like to cosplay as people that I'm like.
Okay.
Like personality or even looks. Like
yep.
If I'm like them, I'm gonna want to cosplay as them. And Tatsumaki is super short.
Uh-huh.
She's 28, but everyone thinks she's like 13. So that's my life right now. But yeah, I want to cosplay as her, and she's a brat and she's funny. So
when are you gonna wear it?
Emerald City Comic Con is when I'm debuting it.
Wow. Yes. When's that? I thought Emerald City was in Pokemon.
No, it's in Seattle, which is like my favorite city.
Good coffee.
Such good coffee!
That's important.
The best! I know, and as an Aussie, you will enjoy
total coffee. Total coffee snob, yeah.
Let's go to PAX.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to PAX! It'll be so much fun.
Oh, you think I'm joking? No, I'm serious.
What?
Yeah? What? Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this week's Powered by Geek Bomb featuring Raina Scully. Where can people find you?
They can find me on youtube.com/ Raina Scully.
And what do you talk about on there? Let me guess, anime?
Oh yes, I talk a lot about anime, weird anime, and I do messed up translations.
Porn?
I do porn.
No, not personally.
Not personally.
The videos involve it.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's like I watch
God,
it.
I'm uncomfortable
I watch
now.
Porn and you watch me watch porn.
That's where you can find it. Thank you so much, bye.
Bye. Primera, genki de na?
I will not.
Yeah, you will.
Okay. light my hair up. I didn't think I was going to be on camera today.
I like it.
Hey. I'm going to have to show it off.
It's Ray.
Ray. Ray and Na.
Nah.
Nah.